Once again, thank you so much for being here at the Last Call at the Spectrum. I'm Pierre Robert from 93.3 WMMR. I think I know you. What's your name?
I'm John DeBella from WMCK. How you all doing?
We are both so honored to be here, having worked together for so long, and both of us having seen so many legendary shows in this building, as I'm sure you have. Whether it was a sporting event, whether it was an entertainment event, but for me it was the rock shows. This building I will miss so, so much. I don't know if any of you were here for the four Bruce shows that were here this past week and the week before, but my God, it was so amazing. And still to come, we've got four Pearl Jam shows to close the old world out. That's going to be amazing. But tonight was amazing. Let's hear it for the Hooters and Todd Rundgren, who got things going. And don't you dare leave, because we've got some very special, special stuff as we near the end. But John, tell us who we have coming up.
Earlier I asked you what your favorite show was here at the Spectrum. If you ever saw a show here at the Spectrum, if you were at the original Electric Factory, the new Electric Factory, the Tower Theater, the TLA, if you saw a cut in Belfast, then this man brought it to you. I do not know a single person in this city that loves music more than this man. Would you please welcome the man who put this show and every show you ever saw in Philadelphia on the stage, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Larry Magan. I told you to keep it simple. It's really an incredible honor to been with you for the past 42 years with Electric Factory Concerts, doing shows here. I've always said that the secret of our success has been the Philadelphia audience is the best, most knowledgeable audiences in the world. But we've been happy to share this house, our house, the Spectrum, with you, the Philadelphia audience. And right now it's my great pleasure to bring up two people that represent Philadelphia incredibly well. First of all, one of these brothers was played at the original Electric Factory in a band called Good News, and the other, a great Philadelphian that I had the pleasure of throwing out of the Electric Factory 42 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael and Kevin Bacon.
We're so incredibly happy to be back in our hometown of Philadelphia. And so incredibly honored to be introduced by such an important part of the music business of Philadelphia, Larry Magan. And as you probably know, the Mummers, one of the great institutions of our city, are threatened. And on December 5th, at the Electric Factory, there will be a benefit concert with Kevin and I and a bunch of surprise guests to raise money for the Mummers. So please, go to SaveTheMummers.com and come see us. Thank you. Thank you. I kind of grew up in this house right here. I used to come here when I was a little tiny boy and see show after show after show. I was really, really lucky to have been part of the Electric Factory family and to have spent so much time as a kid in the Spectrum seeing great, great music. So it's an absolute thrill to be back here. It's a thrill to be back in my hometown.
you know, I've gotten a chance to live out so many of my dreams in my life. And one of the dreams I got to live out was when Mike and I, as the Bacon Brothers, got a chance to play with Daryl Hall on Live from Daryl's House. For those of you who haven't seen that, livefromdarylshouse.com totally rocks. It's a fantastic, it's a great place for musicians to go and just have a blast with one of the greatest, greatest songwriting, singing teams, not only in Philadelphia history, but in rock and roll history. So we're over the moon tonight to get a chance to introduce to you tonight, in just a couple of minutes, Philadelphia's own Daryl Hall and John Oates. Thank you.
World, you know, when buildings don't last as long as people, but so be it, you know. But you know, this place is going to go down to the sound of Philadelphia, okay? Yeah. Ring in the ring.
Oh, oh, here she comes. What's up, boys? She's a good welcome. Oh, oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. She'll tee you up.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You know, rock and soul song.
Oh,
Rainbow War. And of course, Strawberry Shadow saxophone, too.
Ready to go, man?
Here's a song from the band The Luncheonette album.
Yeah. Since we recorded the song, we haven't played this next song. It sort of defines us, man. It's really what we're all about. Everybody's my own consolation.
Ooh.
such a crime far too away. Everybody's health is all my memory. Oh, know, I want you. When you feel that come and hold you, holding you. You gotta draw my line. You can't do it, you can't do it. You gotta put your foot down sometime without saying.
Come on. Oh,
You're a Richard. You're going too far. You know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on your own best money.
You may.
You may.
You may my dreams of.
So we like to bring everybody out and be that bad, you know, this is like, you know, so everybody can do some things at the same time. So first I'd like to bring out Rob and Eric of the Hooters, man. And special guests, and these are somebody that started at the same time as John and I did, even before we knew each other, right? But John had his band and I had my band. It was a group called the Soul Survivors. So I want to bring out Charlie and Richie for the Soul Survivors, man! Since we got him out here, we got to sing. Hey, we got to sing as fresh as your heart. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do a Tommy Bell song, man.
Thank you.
Years and
Ferguson Carbonetta production.